amongst the living, back under an undercast, overcast, outside cast sky. With 52 degrees in downtown Lexington, it is time for week 15 in the NFL and the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. My name is Dead Air Dennis, along with your host, Brad Taylor, and Beer Man.
Hey, buddies.
Yellow. This is, you said back to life, back to reality, back to the here and now. Is that what you said? Baby got back. So, what was wrong with you last week?
I don't know, man.
Are you still contagious? Because I've tried to avoid you. Well, I try to do that anyway, but I've really tried to avoid you this week.
I don't like you.
Well, I'm not crazy about you either, Mr. Passive Aggressive over there. Got your feet up on the desk like you own the place, and you just called me Brian Tyler.
Brian Tyler. I said going down, Mr. Tyler, in reference to the Steven Tyler Aerosmith classic, Lovin' an Elevator music video.
Well, that was pre-Alicia Silverstone, so I checked out on her.
That was pre-Alicia Silverstone only by mere days.
Yeah, but that was as good as it got for 90s videos.
You think he ever got some of that?
No. Steven Tyler, man. And she was friends with his daughter. Of course not.
Listen, just because they were in the video together does not... Man. There might have been a price of admission to get in videos back in those
days. Not Alicia Silverstone.
We're talking about the 90s, Brad. Things were different back then. I know you and your New Jack City probably don't remember.
I loved New Jack City, and I went to see Clueless at the movie theater in 1995. I will admit to that till the day... Why are we talking about
this? Can we talk about football?
What are you doing over there, Beer Man?
I'm looking at odds.
You're looking... Well, finally, somebody who's got football on the mind here. Did anything affect you guys last week? Did anything grind your gears in the NFL last week?
What grinded my gears this past weekend was that I was foolish enough to take Tampa Bay plus 3.5 points.
I admit that. And
How did I not see that coming?
That was a very fishy line, and I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And the Beer Man riversided me. It actually came out looking like, smelling like a rose.
I literally said that is my favorite bet of the week.
Congratulations.
That was a great call. That was a very good call, and I admit that I doubted your savvy.
$17.50 on that one.
Wow.
After 14 weeks of not hitting any, you were due.
Yeah.
There's no need for cheap shots. Just because you weren't here last week, and we did nothing but reward you with nothing but compliments and tell you what a wonderful guy and a great football picker you are.
I heard the podcast.
You did? Oh, well, you're welcome then.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome.
Sure, thanks.
Anything else grind your gears from last week?
So I'm going to throw this out there. I'm the secretary of the group, if you will, and I've been keeping up with the stats. Well, I didn't have week one.
Nice skirt, Beer Man.
Huh? Yeah. Going down, Mr. Dillon? I didn't have week one written down anywhere, and I finally made some time to go back and listen to week one so that we had the official numbers from week one.
Boy, I bet that was a... I bet the pearls of genius were just coming out of the speakers like you would believe.
I'm pretty sure I said the worst two teams in the league could be in New York.
I said Eagles. I said Colts Super Bowl against the Eagles. I remember that. From week one, yes.
I think Denver was one of my playoff teams.
We all talked highly of Denver, yeah. Yeah.
I said Kansas City would probably – I said a good prospect would be last place at the AFC West, would be Kansas City. That would be one of a good kind of shot-in-the-dark type thing, yes. We all look like geniuses now, don't we, eh?
Oh, jeez.
I said the Bengals over how many wins?
That was a different podcast.
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's move on to week 15.
By the way, there are four teams right now that have their playoff kind of destinies kind of settled already. Eagles are in. Broncos are out. Those were two plus money on the Vegas kind of board out there. It was plus 125 for both the Eagles to make the playoffs and the Broncos to miss the playoffs. And then the Bears to miss was minus 400 and the Texans minus 2,000. Those are the only four teams you can cash your tickets on right now. But so everybody's ready to go to week 15. Is that what you're saying?
I threw my $1 away on the Bears Super Bowl.
The ghost of Jim McMahon is, he's still alive, though.
Yeah, Sid Luckman. Let's go that direction.
Barely, kind of, sort of. All right, let me pull up the odds for this week's games because somehow, some way, this kind of freaked up on me. Okay, Let's go to Thursday Night Football, an NFC Western Division matchup. Brock Purdy. This time last week, we were saying, we don't know anything about this guy. Who's Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant? Well, we all know him now. He is a 3.5-point road favorite at Seattle and Geno Smith. Total 43.5, Thursday Night Football, Dead Air Dennis.
You got to wonder how the 12th man is going to affect him. Plus, he has an abdominal strain.
He was put on the injured list or the injury report today, yes.
I wonder if he's going to play, because if he doesn't, then that 3.5 looks pretty tasty, I guess. But it's next man.
Who starts now if he's not the...
I don't know.
I don't either. I haven't looked that up.
Less than irrelevant.
But you know, yeah, in San Francisco, it is the next man up. I don't like this line on a short week, and Purdy has he has overachieved in a very short amount of time going out on the road versus the 12th man. I'm going to side with Seattle in the points here.
Josh Johnson, for the record. The just-signed Josh Johnson, who's been, I think, on half the teams in the league.
Well, I think he was just signed because that's the most recent team that he was on.
Right.
So, I saw a stat that San Francisco, year-to-date, has 14 interceptions. They've given up 12 passing touchdowns.
Wow.
The defense is pretty good. They can run all day long, as far as I'm concerned. I read an article on Purdy, and it talked about the fact that basically Purdy was drafted because, I guess, Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. If you remember that story before the draft.
Yes.
The stories kind of came out. The whole reason he wanted Mac Jones, he wasn't worried about having an athletic quarterback. He wanted an accurate quarterback. So they ended up going to get Trey Lance, who was athletic. But late in the draft, Shanahan said, at least get me an accurate quarterback. They got Brock Purdy for him. I think Shanahan loves this kid. There's already talk of he may be the new starter if Trey Lance doesn't work out at all. I think they have all the faith in the world. I think their defense is the best in the league. So I'm going to take San Francisco, even on the road.
This is where you get in trouble in life. Because they had, you talk about that draft. They had a plan. They wanted Mac Jones because they wanted to jump in front of Belichick. Because they all knew that Belichick wanted Mac Jones, who eventually got him. But all this social media, and everybody's like, oh, you got to take Trey Lance. Oh, you can't take Mac Jones. You can get him when, he's terrible. We got to get Trey Lance. And they fell for the public, you know, the signal and the noise. They fell for what the public was saying, and they just caved in. And they've regretted, I guarantee you, they regretted it ever since. This Brock Purdy has kind of rescued them from that. But as far as this game, we're going back to 1981. You remember you were alive in 1981? I know Dennis was. He's like,
I was 9.
Well, I was 11 or 10. Yeah. Bengals, 49ers. Remember that Super Bowl? Remember the first Super Bowl, Bengals and 49ers?
I do.
Two best teams in the league right now? Bengals, 49ers.
Preach.
I think we are seeing the two best teams in the league right now. Doesn't mean I like the Niners to cover the spread here. I just think you talked about the defense. Number one defense in the league, the Niners. I want to take the Seattle in the points, but I don't like this game at all. I'll take the Seahawks. 0-4 in their last four against the spread. But, yeah, this Niners team, I wouldn't bet against them getting to the Super Bowl at this point.
The only other thing that's kind of comical, it has been, I believe, 6 weeks since San Francisco had a road game. Now, they did have the alternate site down in Mexico City. They had a bye in there, and they've had 3 or 4 home games in that stretch. So this is the first road game they've had in quite a while.
That game Sunday was TV movie kind of stuff, man. I mean, it really was the kind of thing that you see 25 years from now when we're all old and decrepit and Dylan won't be with us any longer. You know.
Wow.
Are you okay over there, Dennis?
Yeah, right? No, I'm just waiting for you guys to wrap up this first game.
Saturday
Good
games.
God.
Next game. God. See, this is
Wait,
a week.
Saturday games? What's going on?
Saturday games.
Are we out on the sidewalk smoking cigarettes right now just talking, or are we doing a podcast?
Let's I did get on do more it. Research on San Francisco than anybody else, so the Jeez. Rest of them will be quick.
Saturday games. We have 3 Saturday games now.
Love it.
Whether you like it or not. Game number 1. Matt Ryan and the Colts. My preseason pick to win the AFC. No need for laughing. Against the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins. Vikings, 4.5-point home favorite, total 48.5, beer man.
That's a good call on this one. You know what? Minnesota got embarrassed last week. I don't think they're a great team. I think they're an above-average team. But usually when somebody gets embarrassed, they come out ready to go. Indianapolis, they don't have an identity, so I'm going to take Minnesota.
Indianapolis does have an identity. This is like team inconsistent versus team disappointing. This is, Minnesota, the kings of one-score wins. It concerns me that they can't rush the quarterback, because if they could, Matt Ryan, once again, sitting duck, but he's not going to be. He's going to be able to throw the ball a little bit in this game, and 4.5 points is too much. I'll take Indianapolis.
I am with you, Dylan. I'm going to take the Colts here. Coming off a bad game are the Colts. We kind of liked underdogs off a bad loss, especially if they're going on the road. And, this is a spot. I still think Minnesota, a little too much credit is given to them. I'll take the Colts getting the 4.5 in this one. Let's go to the next game on Saturday.
Was that quick enough?
Yes, okay. Dylan, was that quick enough for you? I know you're under a time constraint here.
It was close.
Really.
It was close.
He just likes to complain. Next game, Cleveland Browns at home. Deshaun Watson against Baltimore Ravens. We don't know who the quarterback will be just yet. They haven't announced. Browns were 3-point favorites earlier in the day. Now they're sitting 2.5 most places. Browns a 2.5-point home favorite against the Ravens there, Dennis? Total 37.5. That's low.
Just excited to see Baltimore get their fifth loss of the season and have it happen on a Saturday. That just brings joy to the cockles of my heart. I'll take Cleveland and the 2.5 points in this game. I think Cleveland's going to win it outright. I think Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback than Tyler Huntley.
Brown's 2.5-point favorite here.
They're favored. Okay. Sorry. Either way. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just excited. Yep, Cleveland.
He's just excited, Beer Man.
Just excited, sure.
I mean, how bad has Baltimore looked in the last couple of games? And what kind of trumped up simple schedule have they been given this year? It is bad. That's bad form from the NFL. Sorry.
The Bengals are still an underdog to win that division right now, even though the Ravens are on their third quarterback. So that tells you about the Ravens' schedule last 4 weeks against the Bengals' schedule last 4 weeks.
Thank you.
Since week 9, when Baltimore picked up Roquan Smith, Baltimore's defense ranks in the top 3 in every category.
That's because the teams they're playing rank in the bottom 3.
Hey, I'm just giving you the stats. In the last 20 years. That being said, to me it doesn't matter. I still think Deshaun Watson is rusty. I think he's going to be rusty the rest of the year. I'm going to take
the rusty of the year?
The rusty of the rest of the year. I'm going to take Baltimore and the points in this one.
This is a tough game. I don't like it because I don't like the quarterback situations for either team. We don't know if Tyler Huntley is going to play yet. That's why the desert doesn't know what to do with this line. But the desert's kind of telling you it looks like Huntley's going to play with that line drop today. So that's the kind of reading between the lines we see there. But Deshaun Watson, he has not looked good for 2 weeks. He got an oh-by-the-way touchdown third quarter last week against the Bengals. He didn't impress me at all. But how are they favored in this game? That's kind of the thing that kind of makes me wonder why. I want to take the Browns here, but if Huntley plays, yeah, I'm definitely taking the Ravens. So I will definitely say, give me the Browns and lay the 2.5, thinking Huntley's not going to play. I think I want to lay the 2.5 with the Browns here.
What line on this one do you have? 37.5?
37.5 total, yes.
I do like the under in this one, even with that low number. Yeah,
I think both of these teams are going to run the ball almost exclusively. It's going to be a running game, dominant game. It's going to be, the Browns are going to get back to Nick Chubb in this game and let him do what he does and let Deshaun progress more naturally as opposed to getting him out there and forcing him to throw the ball, because he's not doing a very good job of throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills.
Who did you take?
I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Cleveland.
Okay.
Tua against Josh Allen. Buffalo, 7.5-point home favorite, total 42 on a Saturday night in Buffalo, Beer Man.
The thing that cracks me up, so Miami was in Los Angeles last week. They talked about the fact that the weather was 52 degrees and the Dolphins had to have heaters on the sidelines. Now they're going up to Buffalo. They're expecting weather, snow, rain, all that other kind of crap. I think this is about as uncomfortable as Miami is going to get. I know it's a rivalry game, Buffalo's pissed about early in the season. I think they run it up on Miami this week. I'll take the Bills.
No chance, man. Let me know when we get to the part that cracks you up, though. You said something about
50 degrees and you got to have heaters in L.A., really?
Miami circles the wagons. Listen, Miami has had a couple of weeks of down performances. Buffalo is still a big question mark when it comes to Josh Allen making bad decisions. They still can't run the ball, and Miami might just want to get out there and prove to everybody that they're not the warm weather girls that they that they look to be. But I think that's too many points in a division game. Give me Miami.
Buffalo's got revenge here. When they went to Miami, they blew Miami out of the water yardage-wise. It still lost 21-19. They got 200, almost 250 more yards against them. The temperature, the early look, the forecast is temperature of the 20s. So you think that's different than the 50s?
Yeah.
That's a big difference. And Miami, 2-7-1 against the number the last 10. I think we're overpricing Tua. Give me the Buffalo to run it up on this one. Give me I'm with you on this one, Beer Man. I'm going to take Buffalo to run up the score here with that 7.5. Let's go to Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons with a new quarterback, Desmond Ridder. We don't know anything about him, do we? Well, we know about the other guy, Andy Dalton, and the New Orleans Saints. Saints somehow 4.5-point favorite, total 43. NFC South, where everybody's still alive, Dennis.
Upset alert. New Orleans checked out of the Hotel 2022 a while back. And I don't think this team believes in Andy Dalton. I think they want to get back to Jameis Winston again and see what he's got and just mix things up. Alvin Kamara, I mean, this guy, he's more concerned about his health for next year. Can't say that I blame him. Atlanta's got the better coach. I will take the dog in this division battle. And maybe even a little side money on Atlanta winning outright.
I kind of agree with you on that one. The weird thing is Jameis Winston is healthy enough to play, and yet he's still not playing. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. One of the things that we did talk about in week one, none of us liked New Orleans coach early in the year. I think as the year's gone along, Dennis Allen, as the year's gone along, they've gotten worse. I mean, the defense is not scary anymore. It just is one of those things where I don't think people are intimidated in any way by New Orleans. I'll take the Falcons, and I'm kind of with you there. I'd probably lay a little bit of money on the money line for the Falcons.
In this game, I remember back in that, I remember thinking the Saints were one of my favorite over the win totals out in the desert. The Saints were one of my favorites. Yeah, I wish I could take that one back too. In this one, if you're going to give me the 4.5, yeah, I'll take the Saints here. Desmond Ridder, there's a reason why they're playing him. They're only a game out of the division. So it's not like, you know, and like you said, the Andy Dalton thing, they must really hate Jameis Winston if he's not playing after how lousy they've been this year. I'll take Desmond Ridder, first start on the road.
The rookies that came out of the University of Cincinnati are playing unreal this year. So who's to say Ritter's not going to do the same thing?
Yeah. Falcons started 6-0 against the spread, 1-6 since against the spread. Marcus Mariota may even skip town. He didn't even show up this week on Wednesday for their practices. So, yeah, it's he may be out of there. So,
not
there
good.
We go. Next game. Let's go to Chicago. Jalen Hurts, a favorite for MVP against – who is Jay Fields? I never heard of him. Bears, home, and 9-point underdogs, total 48.5. That's a big total. Eagles, 9-point favorites at your Bears, Beer Man.
Yeah. You know, what does Chicago have anymore? I truly think that they are trying to get the best pick that they possibly can. I'm somewhat surprised that Justin Fields is going to be playing this week, but I think they're telling him, don't take any unnecessary risks. We're not going anywhere. We're already eliminated. 9 points, it's close to double digit, but you know what? Chicago has nothing to play for except for pride, and I don't know if they're really that worried about playing for that right now. I'm actually going to take the Eagles in this game.
What? Something just happened in this room.
Somebody call the barkeep. What are you doing? You're laying the points of the Eagles. You are wearing a green shirt today.
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there? You all right? Should have called 911.
Bears getting 9? You're going to pass that?
First time this year he has gone against his Bears.
No, it's not. Because I remember taking the Bears 1 week when he did.
Well, I'm changing my pick right now. I'm taking the Bears. Brad?
Bears. Give me a bad against the spread team versus a good against the spread team. Give me the Bears. Getting the 9. It's just too many at home.
You talk history. About the last time I didn't take the Bears. You all both did take the Bears. And you know what the result was?
No.
It was a push.
There you go. Now we know the outcome of this week's game.
A push. Well,
I mean, if they're telling Justin Fields, don't push yourself and don't get hurt. Wouldn't Philadelphia have more reason to say that to Jalen Hurts than Chicago has to
Chicago
say?
Has nothing to play for at this stage.
Philadelphia is going to win this game if Jalen Hurts can spend the game on the bench and Philadelphia could win this game. I'm just saying that philosophy kind of goes both ways.
Next game. Detroit Lions at the New York Jets. The Jets, we don't know who the quarterback is, but it looks like it'll be Mike White. Right now, it looks like. But Detroit, hottest team in the league. 5-1 last six. 6-0 last six against the spread. The Jets, right here. Our friends of the desert do not know who the quarterback is. Jared Goff from Detroit. Jets a 1-point favorite. Total 44.5, Dennis.
Well, that's great because I don't know which one I'm going to pick either. So here we go. The Jets' defense is borderline elite. Their run game has been resurrected this year. Jared Goff he's serviceable. He's getting the job done. The offense is the number one red zone offense in the league. Hard to not take Detroit, which is why I'm going to take the Jets.
When
the Jets are desperate for a win, by the way.
Even when Jared Goff was out in L.A., when the weather was rough, he did not play well. He's away from home in this one. I don't know what the weather looks like in New York, but chances are it's going to be at least chilly. That doesn't bode well. Mike White, the way that he played last week, literally getting leveled to the floor a handful of times, going for x-rays, coming back out to the game. I think he is all in, and I think the team is following him. Yeah, I'm taking the Jets in this one.
Boy, I hate this. I want to take the Jets, but I don't like it. But what I do like here, I'm going to take the under the total, 44.5. I think you're going to see some wind, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Jared Goff doesn't have much experience in the wind, and we don't know the Jets quarterback situation. Love the under 44.5. Jets
call.
In Detroit in this one. Let's go to the next game. Pittsburgh Steelers. Not sure who the quarterback's going to be. Carolina Panthers. We do know. It's Sam Darnold. Carolina, 3-point home favorite. Who could have seen this a few weeks ago? Total 37.5, Dennis.
I love what Carolina's doing. I love how they're playing hard for this coach. That run game is just redefined now. They look like a good team. In fact, you know, that there's some discussion to be had about them winning that division now that Tampa Bay has decided to quit. However, having said all of that, I think Pittsburgh wins this game. I think they cover. Depends a lot on whether Pickett's going to play or not. So I'm taking Pittsburgh in this game. They had, what's his name out there? And he threw 3 interceptions last
Mitchell?
Week. Mitchell was out there last week throwing 3 interceptions. That's not going to happen again. And Sam Darnold is going to revert to being Sam Darnold any day now. The slipper has come off of Cinderella, and I could see that happening with Cameron Hayward and Minka Fitzpatrick and T.J. Watt. Helping Sam reimagine himself.
I believe I'm correct. Sam Darnold is 3-0 with this Carolina team. Baker lost, and whoever the other guy was
PJ
lost.
Harvey.
Huh?
PJ Harvey. PJ.
PJ Harvey.
PJ Harvey's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
PJ somebody.
Yeah, but PJ Fleck. No, wait, that's not right either.
HR.
Nonetheless,
HR Puffin stuff.
Popovich.
Yeah, here we go again. No, if Mitchell's the quarterback, I think Kenny Pickett is still learning so much that they're probably not giving Trubisky a whole lot of snaps. But if he wasn't going to go this week, I think Trubisky's had a handful of snaps. Last week, I don't think he had any, so he was as rusty as he could have been. I'm going to take Pittsburgh in this one. I think it's going to be a close game. Don't know who's going to win. Somebody kicks a field goal late. Go from there.
Yeah, if it's anybody other than Pickett, by the way, I'm not taking Pittsburgh. Because it could be Mason Rudolph.
Well, Vegas won't. They don't accept that.
Listen, I'm telling you right now. I'm giving advice to anyone listening. Listen, if it's not Kenny Pickett, don't do it.
That's why we have the Vegas list of these quarterbacks of who is going to start. And if we don't know, we just, you know, that's the kinds you want to stay away from. But the tea leaves, you can just kind of look by these line changes who's going to be starting these games. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the points as well. I hate to agree. Panthers, last seven games, 6-1 against the spread.
That's a college team.
Yes, they are a college team for the most part.
Oh, I thought you meant the Pitt Panthers.
Oh, Carolina Panthers. Gotcha. Man. Yes. See, the week away from Dylan didn't do you any good at all. But we do know that Mike Tomlin, what do we hear all the time? Never had a losing season, and they're going to fight for him not to get that losing season. Yeah, we're going to take the Panthers or the Steelers. See, you've got me thrown off.
See?
You can see that. Thanks a lot, Beer Man. Thanks for nothing. Give me Pittsburgh and the points. Next game, we've got a double-digit dog. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes on the road at Houston with Davis Mills. Not 10, 14-point spread, total 49.5, Beer Man. Who do you like in this double-digit game?
Here's my question. Why was Dallas a 17-point favorite and Kansas City's a 14-point favorite? Is Vegas telling me that Dallas is better than Kansas City? Because I don't think so.
No, Vegas is telling you that they overreached last week and they're dialing it back and renumbering the, you know, whatever.
Did you get anything from that?
No, not really.
Sorry.
He Popovich'd us right there.
You Vegas, just got Popovich.
Vegas admitted they were wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
What?
Yeah, give me Kansas City in this one. Houston Super Bowl was last week. Houston Super Bowl was last week. You know what? Don't care. In the last 20 years, there's at least some that covered.
When you do what we do every week, you have to look at all of these games. You have to tell yourself there are going to be upsets. There are going to be teams that aren't expected to win are going to win, and the unexplainable is going to be.
He's taking Houston to win outright.
Taking Kansas City.
Both you clowns are going against me. You know exactly where I'm going to this one because in the last 20 years, the double-digit dogs have hit over 60%, including...
See, that leaves 40%.
13-7 this year. It feels better than 13-7. I don't know. But anyway...
Doesn't feel like we've had 20 double-digit dogs this year.
Doesn't, but they've only hit 13 out of 20. Yeah, 65%.
That's 65%.
Well, that's terrible. So
that leaves me a 35% window.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
This is where it evens out and comes back down to 40%.
Not a chance. Give me the double digits. I don't even have to talk about this one.
I'm writing that down in quotes here. Not a chance.
By the way, Kansas City, since week one, 4-8 against the spread. Yep. You don't think they're overvalued in the desert a little bit? Just a little bit? Let's go to the next game. Which is those Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, in Jacksonville to take on Trevor Lawrence. Cowboys, 4.5-point favorite, total 47.5, Beer Man. Yeah, go ahead.
What are we doing?
You're up.
All right, we need a producer.
a good one, anyway.
Jacksonville played great last week. I do think they're starting to figure it out. Dallas did not play, so do we overreact or do we stick with the direction that it's been going? I'm actually going to go with Dallas in this one. I like Jacksonville. I like the direction that they're going, but, you know, they're just not there yet. And Dallas needs a win.
4.5.
4.5. Dallas is no joke. Okay, maybe a little bit of a joke. That game last week was...
Rigged.
I mean, honestly.
That's what I have a friend we used to bet in the 90s. Every other game was rigged to him. Yeah. I mean, he would have sworn on everything. I know the desert got to Troy Aikman. That's why they didn't cover in Arizona in this game. He was that guy.
Yeah.
But all three of us picked Houston last week to cover.
Dallas has a reputation, though, of allowing teams to stick around. Well, listen, Houston led that game almost the entire game.
Yeah.
I'm taking Jacksonville in the points here. I think Jacksonville might even win this game, although Dallas should come in on upset alert after their performance last week. I'm still taking Jacksonville in the points this week.
I'm with you. I want to take Jacksonville. It's one of my best bets of the week. Despite that 5-8 record, they're an average team. And you get a team like Dallas coming to town. You might have to open up the upper deck in Jacksonville, get those tarps off the upper deck of the stadium in this one. Yeah, I'm going to take Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence to cover this 4.5 here. I kind of like that one. Let's go to the 4 o'clock games. What's better, a backup quarterback or a lousy starting quarterback? Arizona Cardinals, Colt McCoy. Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson. Broncos, 3-point home favorites. A lousy 36.5 total, Dennis.
Just feels like Arizona is just done with the season. Of course, you could say the same thing about Denver. But they've shown a spark, and I think all of the criticism has gotten to Russell Wilson a little bit. And he found Jerry Jeudy, who, strangely enough, is on my fantasy football team. That still, Jerry Jeudy's 37 points wasn't enough to give me a win over the guy in last place. But I'm not bitter. God, what an awful.
How many points did you score in fantasy this year?
Like 50.
You were first overall, you said?
First place.
First place?
Didn't make the playoffs, but first place in points scored.
How did I know this was going to come up at some point during this
show? You know, because he's been talking about it all week.
Yeah, I saw one of those big, scrolls from Sanskrit of him complaining about about losing his fantasy. Like, by the way, is that the same league I made one move all year and finished first? I think it is.
Oh, well, you finished first, did you?
Yeah, and I made one move all year.
You had the playoffs ahead of you, young man.
I have no chance.
Let's see if you stick with your one move, Mr. Brave and Bold and Beautiful.
Well, I mean, you're making one move every other hour.
So. How'd you fare in the other league, though?
Who'd you pick in this game?
Denver.
Denver and the points, he said.
I'm going to write that down. Yeah, I'm going to take Arizona. I don't really have a reason for this one. I've lost so much money on Denver this year that it's time that, they start going the other direction.
Kind of like Louisville basketball, don't you think?
I have not bet on Louisville basketball this year. Even when you send your list out and I see Louisville, I'm like, nope, not yet.
They're playing tonight, by the way. Go ahead.
I want to see a clock on both sides of the field in this game to be counting down to see which coach gets fired first.
Hackett is number one in the desert, and Kingsbury is number two.
Right.
Yes, so they're 1-2 right now.
Wouldn't
that
be great if there was
McDaniels
a clock
is third.
On both sides?
I do think it depends on who has the later game the last week of the year. I think Hackett is going to be fired pretty much at the end of the final game.
I think it's
going
to be who wakes up first on Monday morning. Well, which ownership group wakes up first on Monday morning to get to
the
don't
even think they'll wait till Monday morning. I think as soon as the last game is over, they'll be like, all right, go ahead and pack your office up. Carry on. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Cardinals here, too. I like Colt McCoy as a road dog getting three. Yeah, I'll take it. This could be one of those, 14-13 type finishes up in Denver.
No, that's a logical point, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is, now we see Denver, they are 0-4 as a favorite this year against the spread. So that should tell you everything you need to know. And do you trust either one of these offenses to put up 20? I don't. But anyway, that's one I don't want to watch. I know that.
Okay, you talked me into it. Give me Arizona, too.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. Scratch. This game, obviously, I could
kill. Yeah, we are not putting real money on this game at all.
Speak for yourself. Next game.
Oh.
Let's go to the desert. Las Vegas, Derek Carr is a pick'em against Mac Jones, the New England Patriots here. Total, 44.5. I think it's Beerman.
Is it? Yeah, this is one of those where obviously Belichick's going to know Josh. Josh's going to know Belichick. Josh is going to know Mac Jones.
We could do some introductions, too, for the guys that don't know each
other. For the guys that don't know each other.
I think that would be...
I think player to player, Vegas has the better team, but at the end of the day, New England still has the coach and the knowledge of everything that's going on with their coach. I'm going to take New England begrudgingly in this one.
New England leans on the run. The one thing that Las Vegas does well is they have a great run D. They've got Chandler Jones. They've got
Max Crosby,
who I love. Which pushes everything back on the arm of Mac Jones, who is terrible. They're on the road. They're going to be in Las Vegas. They're going to be sidetracked. It's a young team. Belichick. Listen, Las Vegas. Belichick might be the better head coach. Las Vegas has the better play caller. Taking the Raiders.
Riverside, best bet. Taking the Patriots here. Belichick over McDaniels. Protege versus mentor. And who have been the last two people that the Raiders have lost to? They lost to Jeff Saturday. They lost to Baker Mayfield. That's who they've lost to the last two games. Give me the Patriots on the road in the desert. Straight up winner. Don't need the points, but it's a pick 'em, so it doesn't really matter,
don't you?
If New England ends up making the playoffs this year, it's a shame because they have been, realistically, they've been awful.
Their stats show them as a better team than they really are, though. Yards per play and things like that. They are top 10 in those, but they have, like you said, they haven't won the games on the field enough.
Yeah.
To kind of be more than a seventh seed in the playoffs. But I'm not betting against them here, especially they know they need this game bad against an inferior opponent and a former assistant coach. So
I don't think it's an inferior opponent, believe it or not.
No. No. All right, Vegas has the better players and the better play calls. Sorry. Riverside-ed you.
Well, I Riverside-ed you.
No, I Riverside-ed you first.
Oh, well. Then
I'm taking a time.
Dibs. It's like dibs on the chicks at the bar. I got hurt. No, you don't. I got. Let's go to the big one down in Florida. Your Cincinnati Bengals. The number one team in the NFL against the spread. They've only lost one game against the spread since week 3.
Well, they're going to lose this one.
Okay.
Against the spread.
Bengals, 3.5-point favorite. Total 44 here.
Tampa Bay needs it bad. Tampa Bay's been so embarrassed. Tampa Bay has good players, and Tampa Bay is at home. They're going to cover the spread. I hope they don't win. The Bengals have too many injuries to in their receiving core. And that's not been a problem yet, per se, but it's going to, you know, it's been difficult for Joe Burrow. He's had to look to some guys that he has not, you know, he's not had to lean on. So the run game looks good. I just think that Tampa Bay comes out fighting for their lives in this game. So give me the Bucs in the spread.
This is one of those, they are who we thought they were. The rumor now coming out of Tampa Bay is that Tom Brady literally has to have a meeting with the offense to change the game plan. They have zero faith in the coaches there. Byron Leftwich. It's just, I think what you see in Tampa Bay is a 500 team. I know it's Tom Brady, but I don't think the team's disciplined. I don't think they're prepared, any of that kind of stuff. That being said, I think Cincinnati is feasibly the best team in football. So I'm going to take the Bengals and lay the points.
There are some people who are good as number twos, but they are not good as number one. Todd Bowles is a great defensive coach. He's shown it many places, many times. When he was coach of the Jets were terrible. People have all just assumed that Tom Brady is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. It doesn't matter who the head coach is. It doesn't matter if it's Bruce Arians. It doesn't matter if it's Todd Bowles. It doesn't matter if it's whoever, Sam I Am Weich, other Tampa Bay coaches from back in the day, John McKay or whoever they had from back in the day. It does matter who the head coach is, and Todd Bowles has shown himself. Right now, Bucks last 11 games, 1-9-1 against the spread. Bengals 10-1 against the spread. Can't go against the Bengals, can you? Yes, you can. Give me Tampa. The hook will bring you back. Give me the 3.5 with a team just coming off an embarrassing loss on the road and a team that's terrible against the spread. Give me Tampa getting the 3.5 here. Next game, 4 o'clock, Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill. The Chargers out in L.A., Justin Herbert. Chargers, 3-point favorite here. And the total, 47.5, Beerman.
Yeah, that line is probably not where I would want it to be. I do like the fact that the Chargers are getting healthy. I think the defense is stepping up to where they should be. I think Tennessee has become a little bit exposed as to who they are. We talked about that I listened to week 1. We all kind of talked that we thought Indy would win that and Tennessee would take a step back. I think Tennessee realistically has taken a step back. It just so happens the rest of that division is somewhat garbage. I'm going to take the Chargers playing for their lives in this one. I think Tennessee is pretty much already wrapped up that division. So I'll take Justin Herbert.
Chargers got the good win last weekend. What is the line again?
3.
3.
Whew. Tennessee desperate for a win. I think the Chargers are the better team.
Why would Tennessee be desperate for a win right here?
Because they were in first place and now they're not.
In first place in what? The division?
Aren't they?
No, they're in first place and nobody's close to them. They're, I think, 3 games up on Jacksonville.
They are 7-6, Jacksonville 5-8.
So 2 games up on Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, they're still desperate for a win, and I mean that because they've lost 3, that. I think, or 4 in a row.
3 in a row, yes.
Yeah, so, man, I'm taking Tennessee in the points. I don't like it. Austin Eckler and Justin Herbert are a great tandem. You know, Mike Williams is back on the field now. Keenan Allen's out there. You know, logically, the Chargers should take care of this game, but, you know, Tennessee is, you just can't count them out.
Chargers off a big win on Sunday night against Miami. Tennessee lost to Jacksonville last week. But I think I'm going to take Tennessee here as well. I think, like you said, they need this game pretty bad, 7-6. And they're coming off that bad loss, and they're going on the road. Good spot for me. Give me the Titans.
And the Chargers, historically,
yes,
have so much bad luck and just injuries. And, you know, they don't fare well in these situations.
This is the kind of game they are down two with 30 seconds left, and their field goal shanks a 30-yarder at the end of the game. This is what it feels like for the Chargers, who cannot stand prosperity for anything.
Can't believe you're taking it out on Dicker the Kicker.
What's that from?
Isn't he their kicker's name?
Cameron Dicker.
Oh.
Dicker the Kicker.
Okay. Gotcha. Sunday Night Football.
Do you watch any of these games? Well, they're very enjoyable.
Well, no, I don't make any moves in fantasy football, so I don't pay attention to the kickers.
I've got a quote from this guy from last week. I don't watch any of these games, quote, unquote.
I watch a lot less than you would ever imagine. I am dead serious. If you knew how little sports I watched, you'd be amazed.
You're the stat guy. You're the guy.
Because this is where I get it, though.
Yeah.
I can learn. I know. It's like Billy Bean in
Sabermetrics, yeah.
Billy Bean could not watch Oakland A's games because he became biased. And when he wanted to trade a player, if he had been watching all these games, I like the cut of his jib. I don't want to trade him. But the numbers are telling you you should trade him. So that's kind of the way the mentality came from. Moneyball, way back in the day.
So that's why you don't make fantasy football trades? Because you...
That's another story. Yeah. That's just laziness right there.
All those boys look so good.
Yeah, they all do. Player A, player B, that's all they are to me. Let's go to Sunday Night Football, losers. Washington Commodes, Taylor Heinicke. 4.5-point favorites at home to the Giants. And Danny Jones, 40.5 is the total. I think it is Dennis.
I think this is a fishy line. These two teams tied 20-20 just 2 weeks ago, and I think everybody's going to be saying 4.5 points. These two teams just tied. They play across the river from each other. No, man, give me the Giants and the points. The Giants have been looking really bad lately. I don't know if you've noticed or not. But yeah. I will take the Commodes, and I will flush those Giants in that Jersey River.
I'm kind of right there with you. I do think Washington's the better team. Why in the world that was a tie is still a little bit baffling. I'm sure Brad could bring up the numbers as to how much Washington outrushed or how through.
Yeah, Brad, you watched the game.
Yeah.
What happened there in the final?
I remember John Riggins running straight up the middle and Lawrence Taylor clotheslining him. What?
But, yeah, I think Washington is going to go and get things done in this one better than they did last time.
Okay. I'm with you. Washington, I am laying the points with Washington.
Why are you pointing at him and telling him you're with him?
Because you took the Giants to the
points.
No, point.
No, we're all three Washington. Together.
We're all taking Washington. Well, maybe I want to change my mind. No, we're going to take him. Washington 6-1-1 straight up and against the spread with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. Little undervalued. I think you might. They tied the last, like you guys said, they tied the last time out. Yeah, we're not going to look up the rushing numbers. Washington wins big. The ghost of John Riggins gets this one done.
John Riggins is dead?
On the field. He doesn't play anymore. Don't you remember the Super Bowl?
Did you read that in your little silver magic box there, too?
Don't mess with my magic box. It's the only way I can bet on these games. Okay, Monday Night Football. Everybody's favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Against everybody else's favorite quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Packers, a 7-point home underdog to the Rams. 39.5 total. I don't know who's up, but somebody start talking.
Well, I don't know. I've got no pick in this game. I was elated for Baker Mayfield, though. And as I cheer for all ex-Cleveland quarterbacks, that guy's been
through...
Once they're out of Cleveland, yes. That guy's been through the ringer. He has been dealt unfairly. He was dealt to other teams unfairly. He has been spent the large part of the last 2.5-3 years injured and unable to play to his full potential. I don't think Baker Mayfield is the second coming, but Baker Mayfield is a serviceable quarterback, and I guess I'm going to talk myself into taking the Rams on the road. This is awful. God.
Aaron Rodgers has basically said he's not going to quit playing until they are mathematically eliminated. Jordan Love has come out and said, if Aaron Rodgers is coming back next year, I'm going to demand a trade. Los Angeles looked like garbage last week until the last 2 minutes when it was just playground football. Green Bay's coming off a bye. I hate the Packers, but yeah, I'm going to take the Packers and lay the 7 in this one.
I hate this game too. I'll probably change my mind by Monday. And if this line goes to 7.5, I'll be on the Rams. But right now, I'll lay the 7 with the Packers just to be different for once. Because I can't take all underdogs in these games. This is not, but like you said, you know, despite that record, the Packers are kind of middle of the road in these stats. So it wouldn't be a bad game to tease, especially if it got up to 7.5 to get them through the 7-3.
Give me Green Bay, too. Screw it.
No, write that down. Screw it. Underneath there. Put an asterisk by that. And, screw it. All right, we've gone through all the games this week. That's no buys. So we got Saturday games, all kinds of stuff. Do we have any best bets on the board? Or do you guys want me to go first, since I already know mine?
Go.
I have 6 best bets. Give me the Colts and Matt Ryan getting the 4.5 against the Vikings. Give me the Jaguars getting the points at home against Dallas. Give me the Steelers getting 3 on the road against Carolina. Give me the Cards getting 3 in Denver. Give me the Patriots. Pick them out in the desert. And then give me Tampa Bay. Give 3.5 against Joe Burrow and the hottest team in the league in the Bengals. Those are your best bets, bottom line style, all 6 of them. It puts an extra unit on those, beer man.
I've got them marked down.
Those are double down type plays.
The teams that we picked together are Atlanta, are the Jets, are Pittsburgh, are Arizona, are Green Bay, and Washington. Boy, we kind of stayed together on quite
There's
a few
chalk
here.
Chalk there at the end.
My best bets of the week, I'm sticking with the 49ers, and I'm riversiding you and going with Cincinnati. That's my best 2 of the week.
Keep talking.
That's all I got.
That's the beer man, pour the 40 out beer man special.
There you go.
Whatever we called it. And Dennis will be giving his dead air, dead money teaser here.
Yeah, here comes my teaser, and it's my 5 best bets. Indianapolis, the Colts, Tampa Bay at home, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Cleveland. And there you go. You can tease those all up 7 points. And
Or 6.
Or 6 if you want, but I buy it all. I'm not afraid. A win.
Why don't you just do a 13-point teaser then?
Well, you can't do 13-point teasers on 5 teams.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not in my book.
Well, you can't. He just would clean him out. I mean, he'd get barred from the desert. They'd cut off his computer. And
$20, these 5 teams to win
$5. You don't think they're talking about it already?
Hey, I've had 2 books cut me off in some way, shape, or form, so there you go.
Yeah.
So that's your dead air, dead money teaser right there, folks.
Indianapolis, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Cleveland. I repeat it because I know it's on.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. With asterisks, and he's on the horn to the desert as we speak, is the beer man.
I even wrote it in my journal. I said, Veronica Corningstone made a joke today, and I laughed.
I got to be honest with you, that smells like pure gasoline. So anyway, smells like Bigfoot's. All right, that's all the games, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's great, Brad. Now you're endangering everyone in the office. Did you hear that, Brick? Bears can smell the menstruation.
I love lava.
I love lamp.
Rick, what are you saying? Are you saying that you love the floor, the carpet? Are you?
You know, I'd like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party. Rick, are you trying to tell me there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited? Why, yes.
Steve, would you like to come to the pants party?
No. Okay. Okay. This is quality podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Any parting shots from the panelists here?
Milk was a bad choice.
Not a chance, quote unquote.
You look like the kind of guy that takes all your bills to the bar for a month's worth of mail and brings it to the bar and fills out all your bills. That's what you look like. Isn't that? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is either. Anyway.
Not memorable.
I'm not. I'm out. I'm done with this comedy of errors.
I'm in a glass cage of emotion.
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
The man took Baxter and put it in.
My apartment smells of rich mahogany and
yeah.
That's it. Oh, get us out of here. Unless you guys have more ignorance to say, because Lord knows we've had enough of this show.
Cue up the music, beer man. Here comes Brian Himes and Dead Air Dennis. Time to get your kicks. That does it for week 15 in the NFL and the Sports Rocker Bottom Line podcast of sorts. Anchorman version.
Thanks so much for listening. And until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
You suck, Stivers. May the winners be yours.